Well, to federal politics now and the Australian government's efforts to deepen ties in the Pacific. Yesterday, the government announced a deal with Fiji on fuel and said the two nations are in the final stages of a new security treaty. Pat Conroy is the Minister for Pacific Island Affairs and Defence Industry. He joined me earlier from Fiji. Pat Conroy, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Sally.
I need to ask you first about the Middle East conflicts and reports this morning that some sort of agreement may be close between the US and Iran. Is the federal government hopeful of some sort of breakthrough here?
Well, we've been continuing to call for the ceasefire to continue, for de-escalation to occur, for peace to be agreed and for the Strait of Hormuz to be opened as a matter of urgency. So any move towards that is welcome. Obviously, things change rapidly in that conflict, so we're not providing a running commentary, but we certainly have been calling consistently for de-escalation, and we've been very clear that we think the United States has stated objectives have been met, and that's justification for de-escalation.
You're currently in Fiji. How close are Australia and Fiji to agreeing to this new strategic pact in the Pacific?
Well, we're still finalising some details at an officials and ministers level, but yesterday's announcement by Prime Minister Rambuka, Foreign Minister Wong and myself that we have agreed to establish a Vavale Union is a very significant move. It's a significant elevation in our relationship between two countries, and it builds on the success we've had in the Pacific in reaching strategic agreements with other countries, whether it's the Falepilli Union with Tuvalu, the Nauru-Australia Treaty, or the alliance with Papua New Guinea. This is a government committed to making sure we're the partner of choice in the Pacific, because we've been very open that there is a constant and permanent state of contest in the region for influence.
The Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, says the bilateral treaty will have three pillars: security, economic and people. Focusing on the security pillar, will this be similar to the defence treaty we recently signed with Papua New Guinea?
Oh, I'm not going to go into the details at this stage, Sally. You'd understand why we're still negotiating them. But what I can say is the security element will be there. I made a number of announcements yesterday in that area. After climate change, the number one security threat to Fiji is transnational crime, and in particular drug smuggling. And we've already provided significant assistance to Guardian-class patrol boats, the $83 million Maritime Essential Services Centre, and I announced further advancements, initiatives around border management to track individuals and support their border controls. So transnational crime is a major challenge for the whole region, and we stand with the region and we stand with Fiji to stop drug smuggling.
Are we looking at alliance with Fiji, or is it more like the agreements we've signed with Tuvalu and Nauru?
Well, again, you're asking for details, and I don't blame you for that. You're a journalist, Sally. That's your job. But what I can say is it will be a significant elevation of our people-to-people links, our economic work together to grow the Fijian economy, and further embedding our security partnership. Prime Minister Rambuka has been very clear that he's sticking with traditional partners. He's made it very clear that the partnership with Australia is a key bedrock of their security. That's reflected in their national security statement, and that will continue under the Vavale Union.
The Solomon Islands Prime Minister Jeremiah Manalei faces a vote of no confidence today and could lose the top job. How closely is Australia monitoring events in Solomon Islands?
Oh, we obviously closely monitor events in every Pacific country. These are countries that are vital to our interests. Our prosperity and stability and security rely on the prosperity, stability and security of the Pacific. The closest Pacific nation to us is only 4 kilometres away. You could swim there if you weren't worried about crocodiles. So we monitor these developments closely, and we'll see what comes out of the vote today.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the Minister for Pacific Island Affairs, Pat Conroy. Last year, you went to the top of a volcano to give an initial agreement for security and development pact between Australia and Vanuatu, but it hasn't been signed by leaders and discussions seem bogged down. What's wrong there?
Well, we're continuing to negotiate the Nakamal Agreement with the government of Vanuatu. It was a privilege to go to Mount Yasar with Penny Wong and Richard Miles, which is the volcano on Tanna and one of the sort of most spiritually important sites in Vanuatu. We're continuing to iron out the final details. It's fair to say that there was some in the Vanuatu government that were worried about the potential impact of specific clauses, and we're working to explain those clauses and obviously showing flexibility in how the agreement is constructed so that everyone is comfortable with it and everyone understands that this is in the interests of both nations.
Do you think that China has been deliberately trying to block Australia's agreement with Vanuatu?
Well, I'm not going to go into activity of other countries in specific instances, but we've been very clear that we do face a permanent contest in the region. Many countries, including China, are seeking to assert influence in the region. Our view, quite frankly, is that we intend to honour the communique from the 2022 Pacific Island Forum Leaders Summit, which said clearly that the Pacific should partner with other Pacific nations for their security. If there's gaps in their security, they should come to other Pacific nations to fill that first. We're a proud Pacific nation. We're a foundation member of the PIF. And we're working very hard to ensure that we're the partner of choice for the region. But other countries outside our region obviously have a strong desire to be involved. And our view is that's most appropriately expressed in development relationships with the region. But for security, that should be driven and provided by Pacific nations.
Pat Conroy, thank you very much for making some time to speak to Breakfast this morning.
Thanks, Sally. Have a great morning.